Blog Talk Radio.
Money is spent, a little bit of bag of food, and your baby need a pair of shoes. Turn to your neighbor and tell him, I tell you what you ought to do. Jesus can work it out if you let him. Diane Williams.
Hey, good evening, everyone. We want to welcome you to D&K Bible Break live on Blog Talk Radio, and we want to thank you for joining us in tonight. We have a good show, a good word for you on tonight. Again, we just want to thank you for joining us, and I'm going to have my lovely wife open us up. She comes on and says her good evening and open us up in prayer. If you don't mind doing that, I need a second.
All right. Good evening, everyone. I pray that you all are having a great beginning to your week. Happy Monday to everybody. Thank you for tuning in on tonight. Tonight, we're just going to let the Lord do what the Lord wants to do and let the Lord lead on tonight. So I'm going to start us off with the word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, just want to come to you tonight. First of all, asking for forgiveness. For anything that was said, done, anything that we know we did that was wrong, and things that we are not aware that we did that may have been wrong. We ask for forgiveness right now. We ask that you just be in the midst on tonight. Let the words of our mouth, the meditations of our heart be acceptable in your sight. Lord, everything that we do, I pray that you get the glory, because at the end of the day, nothing else matters but for you to get the glory. Pray that everything that we do shines the light on you and not us. So just let your spirit flow and have your way on tonight. It is in your precious name that we pray. Amen.
Amen.
In your hands.
Okay, well, thank you. We just want to say again, thank everyone for joining us tonight as we want to give honor to the Lord, who is the head of our lives and giving us a platform to share his word and to try to be a blessing. Throughout the week, with chaos, D&K Bible Break is just one small entity. And again, we just like to try to give back, because the Lord has definitely been blessing us and has definitely been opening up doors and definitely been dealing with us in all aspects. So with that being said, we try to give back. And today we're going to try to give back. We're not going to be on too long. We're going to try to get in and get out as quickly, but trying to be as powerful as we possibly can be in the word and with our thoughts and with what the Lord lays on our hearts on tonight. thank everyone for joining us tonight on Blog Talk. We're going to talk about tonight. I'm dealing with some things, and it just hit me. Woke up, I was feeling good. I was in my right frame of mind, and then all of a sudden, like the enemy just tries to hit you. And I said it last week that, you know, sometimes we have to encourage ourselves. But I'm gonna have a lot of scriptures I want to go into, and I'm just going to be flowing. So, wife, I'm telling you now, stop me when you need to make a comment or I say something too crazy. But I'm going to start off tonight with 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, verse 58. I'll give you a minute to get it. That's 1 Corinthians 15:58. Normally, I like to just flow, and wherever the Lord leads me, that's where I like to go. But again, sometimes when we teach or we're going through something, the Lord will give us something just for us. Well, just for me. I can't speak for everybody, just for me. And I wouldn't lose that very much. So with that being said, 1 Corinthians 1
Hello?
Corinthians. Yes, can you hear me?
1 Corinthians 15:58.
Yes, 1 Corinthians 15:58. And it goes, therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. And I was reading that, and I kind of needed it for myself, because sometimes we can be going through some things, and no matter what you do for the Lord, you feel like it's in vain. You feel like it's not good enough. You feel like it's not getting across the way you needed to get across. And I was looking at this scripture, and it started to make me feel better about things, because it's telling us to stand firm. Stand firm on what God's word, and let nothing move us. And that word, let nothing move you, no matter what the situation that may you or I may be going through, we cannot allow it to move us. We can't allow it to shake us. We can't allow it to make us take a step back, take a step to the right, take a step to the left. We just have to stand firm on God's word and know that what we're doing for the Lord is not in vain. Everything that we do for the Lord is good. It may not turn out the way we want it to turn out, but there's always some good in trying to do God's work. And a lot of times we can be discouraged by your surroundings, things that's going on. It could be things at work, it could be things in your house, it could be things in the church, but we have to learn. I have to learn that, that my work is not in vain, because sometimes we can be doing so much for the Lord, and we're wondering, is this really, really working, or is it just me doing it? And the devil will play tricks with your mind and make you wonder if what you're doing is not a call of God, but a call of you. And we have to be careful, because when we're doing the Lord's work, it's never in vain, and we have to always remember that. You have anything you want to add before I keep going?
You keep going.
All right, Proverbs, third chapter, Proverbs. There's another one. When you're starting to feel down or you feel like you have to encourage yourself, we need to go to Proverbs, third chapter, 5-6. It says, trust in the Lord. You don't have to turn there, but Proverbs, the third chapter, 5-6, says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will. Seek his will in all you do. He will show you which path to take. Another thing, we have to trust and depend on him and not our own understanding. Sometimes we want to lean into what we think is right and what we want to feel that is things that are right. But, the scripture is currently telling us that, that he will show us which path to take. He will show us, not man, not your friend, not your spouses, not your brothers or your sisters, not your mama. The Lord will show you which way to go. And we have to depend. We can't depend on our own understanding. We have to, seek his will and let him lead and guide us, And a lot of times it makes it feel a little bit better because, I'm trusting in the Lord. As long as we trust in him with all of our hearts, that means we can't have trust it. You can't only trust it on Sunday. You can't only trust it when you're around church people. You have to trust the Lord with all your heart. Now, not half of it, not some of it, but with all your heart. And it's just a thing that we have to do. I have to do when we're going through this journey. We have to, you know, trust in the Lord, and also we have to depend on Him as well. And you know, I'm just, you know, like I said, I was just going through something, and something hit me, so I just started looking these scriptures up, and I just figured tonight I'd just run with it as the Lord gives it to me. And you know, we go to Isaiah 41:10. I know I'm going a lot of scriptures tonight, but I'm just trying to get everyone where I'm coming from. Isaiah 41:10 say, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." See, there's another time when we're going through things and we feel like we're not hearing God, and we feel like things are not going well, we have to know that He's with us. And He says, "I am your God. I will strengthen you. He will strengthen us." And a lot of times, even myself, sometimes I want my strength to come from other people, other places. And you know, if my wife can give me a word, or the bishop can give me a word, or an elder can give me a word, that's all fine and dandy. But sometimes when they're not around and they can't be there for you, sometimes you just got to trust in the Lord. And that's you know, me today, not thinking that I have arrived. But sometimes we get so caught up in religion, and we forget what the scriptures are saying. We know them, but we really don't know them. They're not really hidden down into our hearts, because if they were, you know, we should be able to go to the scriptures for help and not allow the devil to take a lot of our time to make us make bad decisions. And when we do make bad decisions, it's not even the devil's fault. It's our own fault, because we didn't take the time to search for the scripture that we needed. And I noticed that today. Like I said, I woke up, I was feeling good. And then 4 o'clock, 4:30, it was like, man, why I feel like this? You know, I feel like everything I'm doing in vain. If I'm really helping anybody, you know, the devil really was dealing with me. And there was some personal things. It's just a lot of stuff was coming at me. And I felt like, you know, for a minute, for about 60 seconds, just want to quit. I'm done. I can't do this no more. You know, see you when I see you. And then just as quick, the Lord was showing me, okay, I just wanted to show you something. That's how easy, that's how quick you can lose it, just by that thought. And if you're going to go to the next level, you have to be stronger, and you have to know and search the scriptures, and you have to believe with all your heart what He's telling you to do. He's telling you to do. He's leading and guiding you, regardless what people say, how they come at you, how they feel about you. It really doesn't matter. As long as you know that your steps are ordered by the Lord, it really doesn't matter what other people think. And see, that's where I have to, me, speaking of myself, can't be worried about what everybody say. For the simple reason, because I know the Lord is directing my path. And now that I know that, I'm confident now. But for those few seconds, it was just leery on me. It was just weighing on me. So now that we know that, you know, we can keep it moving. Another scripture I got for you. Psalm 27:4, and it says, "One thing I ask from the Lord, this only I do seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and seek Him in His temple." And see, that's really my goal and desire, to dwell in the house of the Lord. That's what I want. That's my desire. That's where I want to be all the time. And see, that the enemy doesn't want us to do that, because he knows if we're there, we're going to be in a perfect place. Not that we're perfect, but we're going to be in a perfect place. And if we're in a perfect place, he can't come to get us. And as long as we keep that mindset that we're dwelling in the house of the Lord, regardless of where we're at, you can be in the middle of hell. You can still dwell in the house of the Lord. You can be around unsaved people. You can still dwell in the house of the Lord. It depends on if you got the scriptures and the strength to believe what they're saying. You will be okay. And what we have to do as Christians and as believers of Christ is we have to understand that his word is true. And if his word is true, regardless of what we're doing, regardless of our surroundings, we can still dwell in that perfect place if we know his word. And if we know his word, we'll be okay. I'm going to keep going. Why, do you want to add anything?
No, keep going.
Okay. Keep going. I don't like the way you said that, but okay. Romans 8:28. We all know this, and we know that all things work for the good of those who love him and have been called according to his purpose. And this is the thing, what I'm saying in the very beginning, when you're doing the Lord's work and you're asking yourself the question, is it really working? This is when you need to jump over to Romans 8:28, and we know all things work for the good of those who love him, of Christ. Sometimes people may not love Christ. They may be there working with you, but they don't love Christ. And see, that's what we got to be careful, because everyone don't have the same kind of love of Christ that I may have or that you may have. And if you don't have it, you're going to see it. You're going to smell it. And it won't work together because they're not where they're supposed to be. And you can't be unequally yoked, because when you get unequally yoked, things are going to start to tear down. But when we know all things work for the good of those who love him. So if you love him and you're working for him, all things are going to work together. It's going to come together. I'm not saying you're not going to make mistakes. We're not going to disagree. I'm saying that when you love him, love conquers all. And if you're loving him, whatever you're working on or they're working on or people working on or what the church is working on, it all works together. Now, you got to have the love. You got to have the love of him. You got to have the love of Christ. You got to have that type of love. If you don't have that type of love, this is in vain. It won't work. You can't put it together and make it work. It can't work if you hate me on Sunday and then you want to love me on Wednesday and hate me again on Friday. See, that's wishy-washy. That's not the type of love Christ showed for us, and we can't show that type of love for everybody else. We got to have the love of Christ and love everybody and work together with everybody. And sometimes you got to work on their level. Sometimes they got to work on your level. But we got to work because we all love him. I feel like I'm on a roll.
Keep on rolling.
It says Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with the hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, we, and again, what I'm trying to say is that sometimes we doubt ourselves, and we're our biggest critic. And because we're our biggest critic, we allow the enemy to come in and mess with our brain. And when they mess with our brain, it starts to mess with the way we walk. And then we're not walking with the Lord. We're walking with someone else that's not the Lord. And things become not that good. For this time, I'm going to take a second and let my wife chime in.
You're going to let me chime in. This is, you know, I've been listening to the things that you've been saying, and it all sounds great when it comes to when you letting the Lord lead you and guide you. It's easy to do when you let the Lord lead you and guide you. But a lot of times we guide ourselves. And so when we guide ourselves and we don't let the Lord, the Spirit, lead us, then it's not so easy to to show love is not so easy to do what we know the word tells us to do. And I think a lot of people just, they say what they're supposed to say because it sounds right and that's what the Bible says and you're supposed to do it. But a lot of people, they don't do it. And I think that messes up a lot of unsaved people that are looking at so-called saved people. And it messes them up because they're looking at them like, okay, I know you're telling me that you love me. I know you're telling me, but your actions are showing something else. So I think it's kind of it just depends, because if you're not letting the Spirit lead, then I think it's easy to fall into what you think. But as you said, the scripture says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not to your own understanding. All your ways acknowledge him. It says in all your ways. So if we be truthful, we're not acknowledging him in all our ways. We're just maybe in this area, okay, we got it down packed. The Lord leads and guides us. But it may be another area over here where he's not leading and guiding us. We're taking full control in that particular area. So I don't know.
I'm sorry.
At the end of the day.
But you want, when you say that, and I hear people say that, and I'm glad you brought it up, because when people say that, and the Bible says that, you know, we all, and you know, I'm going to get there in my scripture somewhere down the line, but there will be tribulation. There will be troubles in our life. There will be areas in our life that are not comfortable, that are not strong. And then, you know, and I'm guilty of this because just like I'm reading the scriptures now, yet and still, if that person or people or group or however you want to put it, if they're trying, but they got an area that they're not doing anything with, and it's just dead, or there's no life, there's no light, but they got other areas worked out, where, when I say we, me, I'm just going to bring it on me, quick to say, well, they're hypocrites because they're doing this or because they're doing that, and yet and still, they got this, but maybe over here, they ain't got it all together. And it's where they're struggling at. And then we as church people look at them and be like, they just plan because that's what they want to do. We always say that. Or you know, I don't want to, I'm going to keep it broad, but I'm going to bring it thing. Or they're drinking because that's what they want to do. Or they're doing drugs because that's what they want to do. If they really wanted to quit, they would. And yet we always, especially in the church, want to point the finger at what someone isn't doing. But yet, when they're doing good, we don't want to acknowledge it. And then we'd be the first ones to point the finger when someone messes up. And we don't ask the question, well, why did they do that? Or how did they go that way? How something caused them. And when I'm sitting here, I'm looking at this, and I'm looking at the disciples who was with Jesus. And all of them, at some point, went to the left. And we can look, you know, everyone know I love Peter. He went to the left quite a few times. But look at the good that he did. We look at David. David started out great, but he went to the left. And what he did was just awful. But the Bible says that David was the apple of God's eye. But he did a lot of crazy stuff. And I'm not condoning craziness. I'm not doing that. Would never do that. But what I'm trying to do is see that when people do things, are they doing it because they want to do it or is something drawing them to do it and they really trying to quit? Back in the day when I was growing up, and I use this a lot, when people sinned, they did it in secret. They hid it. You didn't know about it. You did no one know unless it became, it came out. And if it came out, it was a big story. Now, today, in today's world, people do whatever they want to do right out in the open. And then they always find a scripture to say or condone what they do, which is wrong. It's wrong when you're hiding it. It's wrong when it's in the open. Wrong is wrong. But back in the day when I, and you're not going to speak for when I was coming up, when you did something, you tried to hide it so would no one know what you were doing because you had a conviction. There was something
that
you knew.
People still do that.
Convicted about. Well, I'm not saying that they don't, but a lot of other people just do their stuff right in the open. A lot of people just do stuff right in the open, and when they do it in the open, it's just in the open. And then they justify it by saying, just pray for me.
But you just said before that also that when people, they may have an area that they messed enough in. And so, I mean, it's both scenarios. You just said one, and then you just said a different one.
No, I said it intentionally. I said one, people do it. Some people just do stuff just to do it. Some people are just backbiters and gossipers and lie. They just do it. They just do it. And then you have some, they just do it. And then they justify it by a scripture. That it's still wrong. And they're doing it, but they're doing it willingly, doing it. Some people don't do it willingly. They're doing it because they got an issue. It's a problem. And because they're being convicted, they do it for whatever reason they do it. Is really what I'm trying to say. I'm not saying to say one is better than the other. I'm just saying in the church, you have a lot of people, even the stage sanctified, the people who don't think they stuff stink, they do stuff, not really willing what they do. They cover it up with a scripture, or they cover it up. And that's one of the things that I'm starting to see. People want to be holier than thou and act like they don't do anything. But then again, they're cold. They don't love the way they're supposed to. They don't, you know, and what I'm saying is, what I'm trying to say is, when you get like that, sometimes is something, I think the pastor's talking about, it's a mental thing. It's not a devil thing. It's mental. And some people got mental issues. Not making it right, keeping them from doing what they're doing and sinning or whatever, but it is what it is. And we as Christians have to be careful with how we talk to people, with how we handle people, because we don't know. We think we know because we know a few scriptures. And all what I'm saying is sometimes we have to be very careful with how we handle things and handle situations. And that, you know, really goes for me. Like I said, one minute I'm good, the next minute I'm not. The devil's really messing with my head. He's trying to get me on a mental trip. But if you
so I'm gonna say it like this. On one hand, yes, you do gotta make sure that your words, you use your words seasoned right, the right way. In some cases, you just got to say it like it is and pull the Band-Aid off. You can't sugarcoat it. You just got to just do what you got to do.
Let me ask you a question. Right. So when you say that, just throwing it in your court, do you just pull the Band-Aid off?
Say that again.
Do you just pull the Band-Aid off? How do you pull the Band-Aid off?
It depends on the situation. Some situations, yeah, you just got to be like whatever and just be frank about it.
So
in other situations,
you
got to use kid gloves. So it just depends on the situation.
Wow. So who decides the situation?
Well, if you're asking me, I'm going to decide in what situation I do what.
And that's exactly what I wanted you to say. You're going to decide. And see,
I am
that's
gonna
the
decide,
point. A lot of people, right, you're going to decide. And see, we don't allow the Holy Spirit to
decide. But at the same time, so hold on, let me also, at the same time, I think I say this all the time, you got to know when to shut up and you got to know when to speak. And the Holy Spirit will let you know when to speak and when not to speak. So when I say I'm going to say it, I'm saying it through the Holy Spirit, because either I'm going to just pull the Band-Aid off and say it through the Holy Spirit, or I'm just going to, okay, be quiet, it ain't time right now. So when I say me, the Holy Spirit is in me, so I'm saying me with the Holy Spirit. I'm not saying in my flesh. That's what I'm saying. Because you let the Spirit lead you. You're supposed to let this, like, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not to your own understanding. You know, you gotta let the Spirit lead you. So if the Spirit is leading you and you rip that Band-Aid off, okay, that's what the Spirit advised you to do. If the Spirit is leading you and it's telling you, okay, be quiet right here, then that's what you do.
Yeah, without a question. But I just wanted to put it in there that you got to be led by the Spirit. And a lot of people, including me, is led by self, because this is what we think, because we've been programmed to read this scripture and that scripture, so it gives us the right to say this and do that. And at the same time, this is just my opinion now, I think people are not 100% honest with self. And when you're not 100% honest with self, you put up a lot of blocks and you cover yourself up. And I'm a witness to this. This is why I get in trouble on the show, because I'm too transparent about my personal life. And yeah, I make mistakes every day. And, you know, not scared to say it, but at the same token, as I be chastised or the Lord deals with me, and I know the Lord is dealing with me, this is what people cannot see. And when you cannot see how the Lord is dealing with every individual that's listening tonight, the Lord is dealing with them in a certain way. But if you're in the Spirit, the Lord will connect you to be connected with them, to have a conversation, or to be how to say it. Sometimes you're going to say things that's just tough love. And then sometimes you're just going to just be there for moral support. Because at the end of the day, every individual, every situation that someone is going through, the Lord knows about it. And the Lord is somewhat dealing with it, unless he turned it over to a reprobate mind. So the people... And when I see them come to church, and they come to church on a consistent basis, evidently they're hungry for the word, or they wouldn't be there. Their intentions may be wrong.
Because they used to doing it.
Well, it could be
that.
Some
people go to church because
it's
that. Let me say, because you mentioned, like, you know, people making mistakes and all that. A mistake is something that you do, and it's like, oh, my bad, I made a mistake. But when you keep doing the same thing, that's a habit that you've developed. It's not a mistake anymore. That's a habit.
We're okay, regardless whether it's a habit or a mistake, regardless of it. See, we put words on it.
Because when you say mistake, it's like, oh, okay, I made a mistake. I can erase that, my bad. But when it's a habit and you keep making the same mistake over and over and over and over, it's a problem. It's not a mistake anymore. It's a problem. Some deliverance
so let me
needs
ask
to take
you
place.
So, okay, true. I mean, I agree with that. But when a baby is being potty trained, it makes a mistake lots of times. Is it a habit or is it a thing of training? Because a lot of people, even in the Bible,
I'm talking about grown people.
Are
we talking about grown people? I ain't talking about babies, because babies are being trained.
But wait a minute.
Grown people, you know better as a grown up.
They're
not
going to
act like you're a baby getting potty trained. You know better.
No, I'm not. Okay. As an example, you're going somewhere. What I'm saying is, because you do have babes in Christ, and you do have people. I don't care how long they've been in church. In certain areas, they're babes, and it's the same type of training.
When you go stop drinking the milk, don't care how long you've been in church.
That's my point. It doesn't. If you
when
you
gonna stop drinking milk and eat the meat? Like, come on. You can't just say I'm a babe in Christ and you've been in church for 40 years. Come on now.
No.
It's a choice that we make. We all got a choice to make. Either you're going to dig in and grow and go deeper in the Lord, or you're going to just come to church.
Right.
And just say
and
you
got
to
people,
church.
But wait a minute, because you have people who go to church all the time, every day, that pray, do everything on the outside that's right, but on the inside messed up. You just don't see it. And yet, and still, they're babes, and because they're going through the same thing over and over and over and over again. That's why I brought up the baby. If a baby keeps messing on themselves, you have to train them. And sometimes, some is mature than others. Some get it quicker than others. Everyone's training, and it don't even have to be that. It could be my niece. She's what 30. She's going on probably 40 now. She just got her license 3 years ago. Just got it. Legit. Driving. 3 years ago. Not because she didn't want to, but every time she would go, there would always be something that would hold her, whatever. Whatever the excuse would be, it took that long for her to get her license. Nothing stopped her when she was 16, 17, 18, 20, whenever, nothing. She just have an excuse on top of excuse not to do what she wanted to do. It's the same thing in the church. People make excuses after excuses, especially in certain areas. Whatever the area is that they're weak in, they just make excuses. And personally, that's just what they do. Me personally, to try to move to be better, sometimes it takes a little bit longer than others, because what's easy for you may be hard for somebody else, and what's hard for someone else may be easy for you, and when you do that, some things just take some time. It takes some time to chip away at some mess. It takes some time to get to the next level. It takes some time to be able to.
I think some people just like doing what they do.
Well, I mean, that's your
opinion. Some people just like it, and they can act like they want to not do what they're doing. But somewhere it's like, well, shoot, I like doing it, but it's not easy on everybody else that sees it or knows about it. But maybe they just like doing it.
But who's determined that? Who is the determinant?
I said the person, whoever's committing whatever thing
what
they're
you're
doing,
saying
they're the
like
ones
it.
Who like it.
But when you say that, and it just takes me right back to one of the things I love to preach about is Zacchaeus. When he went up into the sycamore tree and the crowd was murmuring, and when Jesus came down and went home with him, they start murmuring saying Jesus is going to be the guest of a sinner. And when they start murmuring that, the question is the same thing that we say people just like doing that. Well, okay. Well, here's the thief who was stealing money, who wanted to see Jesus, who wanted to see him. Even though he was a thief, he wanted to see Jesus. And that's what I'm saying. When people sometimes do things, they want to see Jesus. But because they already got the label, the title, or whatever, that's all people see. And when they see it, it's easy to say, oh, maybe they just want to do that. No. No, because when Jesus went home with him and sat down and had dinner with him, Jesus didn't say nothing to him. He didn't have to say nothing. And eventually.
There was a conviction there. And that story, there was a conviction there. But it's a lot of people who ignore the tugging of the spirit that's saying, don't do that. They ignore that.
And
so that's
them
making
get,
a choice
I don't
to do
get
otherwise.
Into a, I don't want to get into a, because I understand what you're saying, and I somewhat agree, but as I'm learning, you know, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know people's heart. And, you know, I haven't talked to my brother probably in about a month now. And my last conversation wasn't to my other brother, and I'm just being personal, is it wasn't good. And I said what I said, and it's been a couple weeks, but here lately I've been convicted about what I said, because I said after all these years, he just don't want to change. He's been doing the same thing over and over, and he just don't want it. And I said that, and I left it alone, and I meant what I said, because as old as he is, and he's still doing the same mess that he's been doing, because that's what he wants to do. But for 29 days, my brother was clean. And the one day that he had a one-day pass, he messed up because he wanted to do it. There's no question in my mind he wanted to do it. But there's something in there that's making him do other things when he gets on his own. He don't have the strength. He's still a baby in that area. And as I sat there and I said what I said when I said it, I didn't have no conviction. I just said it. And I meant it, and I just knew I was right. And as time went on, not a lot of time, it's just like, wow, you're really hard. But he's been doing this from day one. And you try to get him help, he get it for a minute, and then boom, he's right back in the same position. He get it for a minute, boom, he's right back in the same position. And I'm just like, well, man, he ain't gonna never learn. And I pray to the Lord, everyone praying, everyone got their, you know, on everybody's prayer list, this, that, and the other. And as long as he's in a facility that's monitoring him and making him accountable, but as soon as they say, okay, you can have a little bit of freedom, a little bit. And I was thinking about that. Now, if I'm wrong with what I'm about to say, please correct me, because I'm not a scientist at this. But spiritually, we could want to be right. And spiritually, we could do everything right until we get to a certain area. And then we don't have what we had in those other areas to make it. And when we're crying out help, like you just said, oh, they just want to do it. Okay, then everyone said, well, he just want to be like that. He just want to be like that. He's been doing it for years, so that's just, you know, and people say that. I say that, but now I'm wondering to myself if I've been wrong in the approach, how I handle a situation, and I'm not giving a license for anyone to go out and mess up. That's not what I'm saying. Now, some people are just ignorant, and they just want to just do what they want to do with no conviction. There are people like that, and I'm not disclaiming that there are people who are like that. They are. Who just don't want to do right. But it's hard for me. It's just hard for, and if I'm wrong, for someone to be in the Word of God, go to church, whether they're there for the right reason or the wrong reason, because when you're in the church and you're in the presence of where the Lord is, there's going to be some type of conviction. There should be some type of change. There should be something. Ain't saying you're going to get it right. But there should be something. There should be some type of change. That's just my opinion. I don't know. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But this is just what was laid on my heart tonight to talk about. And before we go any further, we may have to pick it up again on next week because of this time constraint on tonight. So I don't want people to think that we just up here to be talking, but I wanted to get the scriptures out earlier because I just wanted to try to see where the Lord was leading me tonight. So y'all got one of the ones where as the Lord was talking to me, I was talking to you. Hopefully I didn't confuse anybody. Hopefully you understood where we're coming from on tonight. But everybody who's dealing with some things or who's going through something or who knows someone. You know, we're living in a very right now it's rough. It is rough. The devil is after families. He's after people who's trying to walk with the Lord. Very tough. So we just got to be careful with that. And also keep me in prayer, my family in prayer. Keep the Morgan family in prayer as tomorrow is the funeral for Pastor or Dr. Morgan of Coy Street, Church of God in Christ. Keep his family in prayer. Keep my mother in prayer, my aunt. The wait was tonight, and I was actually watching it before I came on the air tonight. So, you know, there's a lot of things emotionally going on with me. So not looking for sympathy, it's just a lot. When you're serving the Lord, the devil gonna throw everything at you in the kitchen sink on every level, from personal to spiritual to whatever. He just throws it at you. And we have to be careful with how we handle things. And we also have to learn to uplift one another, because you never know what someone else is going through and how hard it may be. I just learned on Friday night, I think it was Friday night, I got a text from my job. And you got to understand, I can't see out of one eye. So it's kind of affecting me a little bit. So they asked me not to come back. You know, I was cool with it. You know, I was cool, calm. You know, it didn't bother me. But the day it hit me, along with some other things, it just hit you. You know, like your manhood is gone. And then the devil start messing with you. And then you start thinking about all the stuff you did that's right for the Lord and why this happened. And you start doubting things. And then, you know, other things pop up. And then it's just like it's you against the world. And that's sort of where I was, but that's not where I'm at. And, you know, because I know the Lord will always strengthen, always encourage, and always keep me in the fight. And sometimes we have to just fight and keep fighting. And I can't allow anyone to hinder me in the fight, not even myself. And I'm the biggest enemy that I have to face. I told the football team, the biggest opponent you're going to face is yourself. And it really starting to dawn on me now, you know, the biggest opponent is not the devil, it's myself. And if you and if we can walk in that, and if I can walk in that, you know, I know I'm going to be okay. But with that being said, the Lord is blessing, always blessing. You know, I can say how blessed I am, you know, with everything that I have obtained and obtaining. You know, I'm a blessed man. So with that being said, we just want to be an encouragement. Like I said, we use this platform to try to help as many people as we can. And I know with all the people that we have listening on tonight, I just know that it was a help to somebody. I know tomorrow night when we do Praise Tabernacle Bible Study at 7 o'clock, it's going to be a help for somebody. It may not be a help for someone within the congregation of Praise Tabernacle. Well, if someone is listening through these airways, it's going to be a help. Because one of the things we don't get, one of the things we don't see is who, what we do and how we do it, how it affects people on the outside. And that's what I'm thankful for. And just thankful for the situation that I'm in, because at any given day, every day during the week, whether I'm home or I'm out, we're helping somebody get a word. It may not come from me. It may not come from my wife. It's going to come from somebody that listens to Blog Talk Radio. That's our ministry. As we try to get ourselves to be a better relationship in Christ, by doing the ministry, you know, it takes us to another level. But if we thought that the devil was just going to lay down and just not do what he's supposed to do, then something's wrong. Something is wrong. So with that, just keep us in your prayers as we get ready to endure another week. Again, tomorrow's Bible study is at 7 p.m., same time. There will be a great word that will be being taught. On Wednesday morning, we have, if you want to be inspirational, we have vent break on Wednesday mornings at 8 o'clock. Again, these are words that are going out, words that's going out that can uplift you. And it doesn't matter what church you go to, where you belong, where you at, or who you are, the word will be out. Some type of word is going to come out to uplift you. That's on Wednesday. Wednesday night, I have my man, Elder Bazaar, with Watchmen on the Wall, End Time Preacher. He'll be on. Again, the word of God to teach you, to help you to get to another level. Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Then Thursday evening at 7 p.m., you have the Royal Boulouette family. Pretty much a family talking about all their issues and how they deal with it through the Lord. Again, the word will be out. So they're not excused. The word will be out, and the word gets out. And we have to see it. Last Saturday, I did a sports show. We're going to do it every Saturday. And again, it was a blessing because the number of people that listened to the show. I don't care if it was Praise Tabernacle people. I don't care if it was my family, relatives. But whenever you get a certain number of people just listening to your show for an hour, just talking about sports, at some point, they know my station is nothing but the Lord. At some point, it's a blessing because the Lord has given us a voice to speak his word, and we're going to continue to do it. I'm going to continue to do it, and not a devil in hell will be able to stop me from doing what the Lord has called me to do. Hopefully, it won't stop you from doing what he's called you to do, but at the same time, it's just it's a small platform to help as many people as we can help. If we just help one person, we've done what we're supposed to do. I'm thankful for that. I also want to thank Chick-fil-A for allowing my chaos to give back to the football team, Central football team. They're 5-0. I believe, it's just my opinion, I could be wrong. I don't want to take God gets the glory, but since we've been doing this, they look good, and they've won every game. I'm not saying because we did this or we are part of it, but whenever you make the Lord a part of something, it becomes successful. It becomes successful. And that's another thing. And with all the stuff that I say I've been dealing with, I'm going to close on this note. I'm going to pray and get us out of here. I was having issues a couple of years ago with my baby son, and it didn't come full circle. You know, he makes me laugh, even though he's a young man. And he's dating this young lady, and it's getting serious. And I knew a couple of weeks ago it was getting serious. And I said, okay. I said, well, what church do you go to? He told me what church. And, you know, I called and I wanted to speak to the pastor. Now, some of y'all think I'm crazy because my son is a grown man. But at the same time, it's still my son. And I just wanted to make sure that everybody, we all on one accord, because that's my son. So today, a few minutes, about an hour or so ago, he called me and told me that about his little date he had, and he said he's ready for me to meet her and his mom to meet her. Now, that may not mean nothing to nobody, but to me, you know, I can say I got something right. I got something right. May not get everything right, but I got something right. And you know, after all that negativity, about the 60 seconds or 10 minutes, however long it was, when I got that phone call, it just brought everything back into perspective for me and who I am and whose I am. And it just, you know, I'm good now. I'm good. Yeah, you're the one that got baptized. So I'm good. I am good. Some days are hard, don't get me wrong, but like I said, you know, the Lord got me. He's going to keep me, and we're good. So with that being said, let's not forget to come out tomorrow night, 7 o'clock for Bible study. There's going to be a great word on tomorrow night. Also on Saturdays, I got a new sports show. It's called Talking Sports with Chaos at 11 a.m. We'll be on talking about sports. I know y'all spiritual people don't probably want to hear it, but it's a little form of chaos. So if you need a good laugh, tune in on Saturday morning as we talk sports at 11 a.m. With that being said, wife, do you have anything you want to say before we get out of here?
I'll just thank everybody for listening and pray that something was said that was beneficial and that the Lord was glorified. And I pray that everybody have a blessed week.
All right. I get you out by 7:55.
You did good. 1 minute late, but you did good.
I was trying. All right. Well, y'all enjoy your evening. We'll see you guys tomorrow night. Praise Tabernacle Bible Study, 7 p.m. Y'all have a blessed night.
All right. Good night, everybody.